Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf and Practice series. We're in the beginning of Kislev, a few weeks before Chanukah, and we're starting Pesachim, so we're all thinking about Pesach now. I thought, might as well take the opportunity to talk about halachas of Shavuos. Why not? There's a Gemara in today's Daf, Pesachim Daf Beis, all in the bottom of Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes him with this, Eftah ha'yomikol alaylo makir v'al mizbeach le'orof. There was a Kohen who was bringing karbanos, was dealing with stuff on top of the mizbeach. He was working throughout the night with the light of the fire on the Mizbeach. Ta'un kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, divrei Rabbi. Rabbis are of the opinion that when it comes to the morning, you have to wash your hands and feet. There's a halacha that a kohen every single day, the beginning of the day before he does the avodah, he has to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, he has to wash his hands and feet. And therefore the braisa, the sefta, is telling us a chiddush, that if even if the kohen was up the entire night, when it comes morning, he still has to wash his hands and feet. And some poskim reference this to sefta when it comes to halacha, which is relevant on Shavuos. Many people have the practice of the minhag to stay up all night on Shavuos. Learning if someone's up the whole night and it comes the morning, does he have to wash Nagavasser? We have the practice that every morning is a halacha that you have to wash until the time you have to wash Nagavasser. Is that true even if you didn't sleep, you were up the whole night? So there are really different reasons why we wash Nagavasser in the morning. I think we discussed this in towards the end of Brachos, where the Gemara discusses the bracha that you're supposed to make on Nagel Vassar. There are two explanations in the Rishonim. One of them is of the Rush, that there's a concern that throughout the night, we assume, Chazal assume that your hands touched Mekomas HaMetunafim, dirty places, and therefore, before davening, the concept of Nagel Vassar is a halacha relevant to davening, for tefillah, that before davening, you're supposed to wash your hands, make sure that they're clean. The other shita is that of the Rajba. The Rajba argues, and the Rajba explains that the institution, the reason why Chazal instituted the requirement to wash Nagavas, to wash Tilas Adayim in the morning, is as an expression of Hodah. That we are very a Chadasha, we went through the night, we were recreated anew, therefore to express that similar to a Kohen as well. That a Kohen has Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim in the morning to sanctify himself, so to us, every morning, as an expression of Hodah, thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for recreating us anew, we as well should wash Nagel Vassar in the morning. And therefore, the post can point out that it should really depend on this Machlokas, if you are up the whole night, whether you're supposed to wash Nagel Vassar or not. According to the Rush, that the whole reason is only in order to make sure your hands are clean before davening. If you are up the whole night and you made sure that your hands are clean, there's no reason at all that you'd have to wash Nagel Vassar. However, according to the Rajba, the reason why we wash Nagel Vassar when we make the bracha is at an expression of Hodah, for a recreation of you as an individual, recreation of the world. Therefore, even if you personally did not sleep, still, the poskim assume that according to the Rajba, you should wash Nagel Vassar in the morning. And look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Dalet, Sif Yud Gimel, Hayaner Kol Laila, if you are up the whole night, Yeshu L'Stapik. We're uncertain in Tzarech Litol Yadav Shachar's Lispel whether you have to wash Nagel Vassar before davening, Lahavi Ruach Ra Meyadav, in order to remove the Ruach Ra that are on your hands. And says the Rama, V'yitleim Blo Bracha. So the conclusion of the Rama is, and therefore, since it's a doubt, since there's a Safek, you should wash Nagel Vassar, but don't make a Bracha. Safek Brachas Lahakal. Now, the Mishnah Bura quotes that there are some poskim that argue. Some poskim argue, and the Rama say that no, the Ikar Halacha is that we go with the Rajba, and therefore the Ikar Halacha is that you should make a bracha on that Nagavas. However, in order to satisfy the requirement, the opinion of the Rush, that the whole reason why you wash is really because of your hands may be dirty, therefore prior to davening you should wash your hands. Therefore, says the Mishnah Bura, if you make sure to go to the bathroom, if your hands become dirty, then even according to the Rush you would have to wash Nagavas. And therefore, if you're up the whole night, and you come to daven and you went to the bathroom, so your hands are dirty. Therefore, according to everybody, you would have to wash Nagel Vassar, according to the Rush, because your hands became dirty, and according to the Rajba, because regardless, once it's a new day, you'd have to wash Nagel Vassar, and therefore, that's what's recommended that you should do. You should go to the bathroom, and afterwards, you wash Nagel Vassar, and you'd be able to make the bracha.